Hello, and welcome back to Uncharted Territory. This episode marks the end of our second season. Thank you for sticking with us on this journey. Season 3 begins the first Monday of April, exclusively for our incredible paid subscribers who've supported us along the way. If you're not a subscriber yet, this is your chance to join the club and receive the next chapter of Player's Story. Previously on Uncharted Territory.
If I wasn't hoarding the souls because they were unique and I had no idea if I might be able to do something with them, then would I have been able to better protect Ninja? I didn't know. I was gonna have to make a decision about whether or not to use the souls soon, because being indecisive was bad for extremely obvious reasons. I'm gonna relax with Mimic for a few, and then I'll make a research room for you to use, I told Scientist. But if you want, you can hang out with us, and I'll explain everything that happened. Guide's hearing is good enough that she should be able to hear me from in there, too, so I might as well get the explaining over with.
Nod,
Scientist said, before sitting down in front of me in the grass on her knees. Even the sight of her cleavage didn't make me feel better. I didn't know that was possible. I explained everything. I went over the entire conversation with Dungeon Master, the fact that I could hear the Warrior King and Explorer inside of me and have conversations with them, exactly what happened with the battle, and why Ninja got so hurt. Everything. I didn't leave a single detail out. Naturally, Scientist and Guide were perfectly happy to reassure me that I didn't do anything wrong. Hearing from Scientist, especially, made me feel better when she told me that she believed I made the most logical choice possible, given the information available to me. Though she did end up agreeing that preparing more beforehand would have been smarter. After that, I built a new room attached to the house and had the converted computer placed inside of it on a table with a chair. Getting the computer converted into a research terminal was far easier than I thought it would be, even though scientists had already made it sound like it would be easy. Literally, all I had to do was place it in my inventory, go next to the crafting bench, and click it. That turned the old lab computer into a refurbished lab computer, and the latter item had the research terminal tag attached to it. It also said that it had a research speed of 100%. I had to assume that meant there might be future terminals with even faster speeds, meaning that research could get sped up. But for now, with 100% speed, I was able to choose the basic airship building technology and get it started. Researching turned out to be as easy as playing games on the computer. That was it. That was literally all of it. All that was needed to do research was to sit in front of the computer and play games. Solitaire, Pong, Minesweeper, that kind of stuff. Scientists had to successfully complete any combination of the games 10 times per day to qualify as completing research for that day and progressing the unlock. So, she got started on that as soon as she could. And we found out that she was pretty terrible at computer games. She ended up being so determined to be useful that she hyperfixated on it until it was complete. It took her a couple of hours, but she eventually won 10 games of Pong, since that was the easiest for her to learn. Now, the good news was that we had some good time to kill before we really had to worry about spreading out to other biomes to keep ahead of boss spawns. The next surface biome in the progression order was typically considered the Surface Hive biome. It was, as the name implied, a massive insect hive that covered the entire surface of the area it was in. We'd be going from killing a bunch of zombies and slimes to killing a bunch of different giant insects if we went there. But I had a better idea. I wanted to find the biome that came 3 steps in the progression order after that, the Ancient Battleground biome. The Ancient Battleground biome was a biome that looked, well, like an ancient battleground. It was covered in skeletons, destroyed war machines, scraps of armor, rusted weapons, and so on. The enemies there were a combination of old, armored skeleton warriors and long-abandoned war machines that autonomously survived over the years. As for why I wanted to target that biome next, it was where the first really good defenses came from. Sure, the turrets I had were nice, but they were nothing compared to the defenses acquired from that biome. Not to mention that the armor that could be acquired there was great. The biome's boss was considered one of the easier bosses to skip ahead to. And then, most importantly, it was where the first real dungeon was. Dungeon Master was an asshole. I couldn't trust them to really want to flirt or be friendly or anything like that. But part of me couldn't shake the belief that they meant what they said when they talked about wanting to reward me as much as they wanted to test me. In that case, a true DM would surely be all right with rewarding a player for skipping ahead and taking on greater challenges to earn greater rewards sooner. I wouldn't even need to use any of the exploits that broke the dungeon into being pathetically easy. I just considered myself a master of that dungeon, more than pretty much anything else, since I always skipped to it when it was feasible to do so. And with an airship, I could easily hunt for it. Killing the dungeon's boss would be a different story, since it was considered one of the hardest bosses when limited to early gear. But I didn't need to do that. I just needed to farm the dungeon for drops and loot some of its chests. Spending a day in the dungeon would mean that I could go back to the surface hive biome and dominate everything there without any worries. And that was preferable, because the surface hive biome could be extremely cancer when going to it as early as one was originally intended to. Sure, it had some good accessories, but it was the most annoying biome in the game to navigate, with some of the most annoying enemies. Nobody with any experience in the game really went there next. So, if the forest biome was the first step in progression, and the surface hive was the second step, then the ancient battleground was the fifth step. I'd be going from tier 1 armor and weapons straight to tier 5. Of course, it was entirely possible that the plan might change in the upcoming days, as I still had plenty of time to think about it. But I was confident that was what I would do. The only reason the zombie event got modified was because it was too easy. Way, way too easy. But the ancient battleground would prove a good challenge for me, and basically never let me rest, even with my mastery over it. So there was no reason for it to be modified. If anything, the real concern was that the surface hive might get modified afterward to make it appropriately cancer for somebody coming to it with gear from the ancient battleground and its dungeon. Maybe getting the surface hive over with first was the better option in that case. Well, whatever I ended up doing, I had a few days to think about it, since I had to wait for the airship research to be done in the first place. Guide wanted me to relax for those days. But I was going to spend them gathering materials and hunting down the other abandoned labs to finish collecting all the unique loot from them. After giving everybody some morning love each day, of course. As for Ninja...
My lord, please! You do not need to pamper me so!
Ninja whined as I sat on the bed next to her, playing with her ears using both of my hands. I can't resist. I need to play with your ears every day or I will literally die, I explained. Ninja's arms and legs looked normal again by the morning of the next day. She was still covered in bruises, though, and she could barely move on her own. So, Guide banned her from leaving the bed for the next 3 days. If she wanted to leave, she had to be carried by one of us.
I know I should not doubt you, but I struggle to believe such a statement,
Ninja said.
It's true, though,
Guide joined in.
Player suffers from ninja ear addictionitis. He will explode if he doesn't fondle and grope your ears every day. I will, too. That's why I'll call dibs on them once he's done and abandons us to go mining in a cave by himself.
It's not by myself, I said. I'm taking Mimic with me. Guide huffed and plopped herself onto the bed next to Ninja.
So mean. You have all this free time now, and you won't spend it selfishly indulging us in bed for weeks straight.
You know there are more and bigger threats waiting for us out there. And that's not even taking the entities into consideration.
I know.
Besides, I paused and looked Ninja over. I wanted to tell them that I would never let any of them get hurt like that again. But I knew they wouldn't accept it. Even with how horrible it was, and how terrible we all felt, if I was willing to put myself in that much harm for them, then I couldn't control them and tell them that they weren't allowed to do the same for me. But I just couldn't tell them that I would never let them get hurt like that again. I'm never going to let any of us get hurt like that again, I explained. From now on, I'm officially going to get sweaty about this. Nothing will be half-assed. Everything will be overly prepared for. We're going to make this world our bitch and not let anybody else force their games onto us. We'll be the only ones forcing our way as the only way. I thought I was being cool and serious, but as soon as I saw Guide smirk at me, I knew it was over.
Oh?
Guide asked, her voice already in full teasing mode.
But you haven't even made me your bitch yet. How are you going to make the world your bitch if you can't even conquer little old me?
I mean...
Let's not forget how I've trained you. Even now, all I have to do is tell you one word, and I win.
That's not fair.
And?
I sighed and surrendered. I can't. You're too cool. Fine. I'll make the entire world outside of this bedroom our bitch.
That's more accurate. Though, I'm not opposed to you conquering me, too.
Someday, I'll train you just like you've trained me.
Oh? I'm looking forward to it.
I was already flustered enough that I could barely think straight at that point. So I stood up and straightened out my gear. I need to go gather materials for the airship. I don't want to build it out of stone or anything, so I need a lot of metal.
Kiss first.
I looked Guide straight in her eyes and got an idea. She expected a kiss before I left. So, I kissed. Ninja. After kissing Ninja, I looked straight into Guide's eyes and went over to Scientist and kissed her. Guide was glaring something fierce at me at that point, but in a playful way. So I went over and kissed Mimic. All right, that's everybody, I said. Guess I can... Guide parted her lips and slowly pronounced...
Come...
I didn't waste any time pressing my lips against her to interrupt her before she could finish her command.
See? Trained.
Guide said, following up with a chuckle before petting my head and saying...
Good boy. Now, go be the hero that I know you're going to be. As much as I tease you, I know that you'll succeed in making this world yours, and I look forward to supporting you how I can, every step of the way.
I as well!
Ninja shouted, before leaning forward, only to end up wincing in pain, which caused Guide to glare at her. Ninja rested back down against the bed as soon as she caught Guide's glare.
Skeptic but hopeful encouragement,
Scientist said.
While I do not believe victory against the entities is possible without far more information than we have available, I will place my faith in you, as the others have. This is biased by the fact that you are now my significant other, and it is a significant other's duty to believe in their partner and support them.
That's good enough for me, I said, and looked down at Mimic. Ready to protect me while I mine until my arms fall off? Mimic dragged its tongue up across the side of my face to let me know it was ready. So, with that, another day, another trip into the mines. Maybe there was some truth to that, the children yearn for the mines meme.
Next season of Uncharted Territory. With the first biome fully cleared, a new companion, and a clear path to constructing an airship, all player has to do is a bit of resource grinding before he can properly set off and explore the rest of the world. Of course, while he might have a clear plan to skip the next biomes in the progression order to go straight for even stronger items and equipment, the mysterious order of entities may have more surprises in store for him. At least he has a flamethrower, a chainsaw, and a pet mimic to help him out alongside his growing relationship. But only time will tell whether or not that will be enough to survive this deadly game. Make sure to subscribe to Uncharted Territory by following the link in the description and enjoy the rest of this awesome adventure.